Let's see. Anybody there? Can
Yeah.
anybody? Am I muted?
We
No.
can hear you.
No, you're good.
Okay. The last time we learned Perikol HaBasar, I think the audio conked out in the last few minutes. I don't remember. I don't know exactly how far we got. So let's just review again on Kuf Dalet Omed Aleph. We just started the Perik. Kuf Dalet Omed Aleph, the Gemara has a principle that Bezdin has no right to make Gzeira L'Gzeira. Rashi in the beginning of Beitzah has a famous comment that the whole authority of the Chachamim to make Gzeira D'Rabbanan is on the Pasuk, the concluding Pasuk in Parshas Achrei Moshe, Shmartem es Mishmarti, Asu Mishmeres L'Mishmarti. That's a Gemara in Mustav Chof, Amar Aleph. The Mishnah talks about the Gzeira D'Rabbanan, that even though, let's say, my brother dies and he leaves an almana, and the almana is a mamzeres, the din is that I'm permitted, menatar, I'm permitted to do yibum, because I say deichaloi sese, the es of yibam yavala is deichaloi sese of mamzeres. But with the rabbanon, we don't permit me to say es deichaloi sese, xer birishan or to be ashniya. So the Gemara says, what right do the Chachamim have? What authority do they have to make Gzeiros D'Rabban? That based on the pasuk, Shmartem es Mishmarti, Asu Mishmeres LeMishmarti. That's the opening mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Moshe Kibul Torah Mesiyat Mesorah Yeshua till you get the Anshei Knesset HaGdola. Hey, Mom, Shloshe Dvarim, one of the three is Asei Siog LaTorah. So the Avos D'Rab Nosson, I think, explains what's Asei Siog LaTorah based on is based on the pasuk. Shmartem es Mishmarti, Asu Mishmeres LeMishmarti. The Rashi in the beginning of Beitza has the comment. The Torah only authorizes the Chachamim. The Rambam has a famous comment in Hilchas Mamrim. What right do the Chachamim have to make Gzeira D'Rabbanan? Why isn't that in violation of Baltasif? You're adding on to the 613 mitzvahs. The answer is no. The Torah itself says you have a right. The Torah encourages the Rabbanim. Asum Ushmartam is Mishmati. Asay Mishmar is Mishmati. Torah wants us to make a Siog Latar. But since we darshan v'lo mishmeres l'mishmeres, that's a Rashi explains. So mishmeres l'mishmarti v'lo mishmeres l'mishmeres. The Bezdin will make a gzera l'gzera, then Bezdin will be in violation of Baal Tosef. That's what the Prima Gadim points out. The whole reason why there's not Baal Tosef is because the Torah authorizes l'shmartem es mishmarti. But from that same pasuk, darshan v'lo mishmeres l'mishmeres, so if they will make a gzera l'gzera, the Bezdin will be, the gzera won't be binding. And the Bezdin had no right to make it, and the Bezdin who makes such a gzera will be on violation of Baal Tosef. So we explained in the name of the Pnei Yeshua and the Chuvis Nachlas Yaakov. Those are the collection of Chuvis by the Nesivis and by the grandson of the Nesivis. So this one, the first few Chuvis are by the Nesivis and the rest are by the grandson. This one is by the grandson. But the Pnei Yeshua has this, and the Sfasemis and Rebbe Kivager and the Mishnah Berurah quotes this. We have a klal in Hilchas Shabbos that the shvuz, b'makom mitzvah is mutav. It's a double the rabbanon. Why is it only mutav b'makom mitzvah? Whenever you have a shvuz, the shvuz, it's a trade the rabbanon. It should be a gzera l'gzera. So these achrayim all say pe'echod. They all say the same answer. No, gzera l'gzera is what motivated the chachamim to make a gzera the rabbanon. They're concerned. Let's say a gzera the rabba. Rabbi explains the din in the Mishnah that you're not allowed to blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, you're not allowed to shake a lulav when Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, and so on. So it's a gzera, hakol chayovim b'tkiyah shofar, and hakol b'kim b'tkiyah shofar. Gzera shem yabirena dal aramis b'shus haram. It's a gzera he may be mechal Shabbos. So the motivation to make the gzera the Rabban is because that someone may violate an aver deraisa, may violate chilul Shabbos. So it's better to do away with the whole Tekiah Shofar rather than Shabbos is more important than the mitzvah of Tekiah Shofar. So they made Gzera D'Rabbanan. But what if the whole motivation to make the Gzera D'Rabbanan is because we're afraid someone may violate an Avera D'Rabbanan? So that's insufficient cause. Just like we have a klal, Milsa de la Shchicha la Gazber Rabbanan. Milsa de la Shchicha la Gazber Rabbanan has different meanings in different places. The main klal, milsa lo shchicha, is if you're afraid that once every 100 years someone's going to be mechal Shabbos, you have the right to make everybody crazy and to make a gzera d'rabbanan. No one's allowed ever to do a certain activity on Shabbos Because once every 100 years, someone's going to be Mechal Shav. That's not proper. That's a milsa de la shchicha. If you're only concerned about a far-fetched chashash of Chilul Shabbos, you have no right to make a gzeret rabban. Very often in the Gemara, the expression milsa de la shchicha l'gaz rabban has a different connotation. When they did make a gzeret rabban, but you're involved in a case which is a bizarre case. The case is going to come up once in 100 years. Never going to be such a kooky case. So even though the Gzera de Rabbana was initially instituted correctly, there was a real chashash. So they have the right to make a Gzera de Rabbana. And it's binding. But your case happens to be so far-fetched. So the Gzera de Rabbana, the Din de Rabbana doesn't apply in your case. Even though the Din de Rabbana is normally a lo plug, Ruba, the Dinim de Rabbana were instituted as a lo plug Rabbana, even in a case where the reason doesn't apply. But if you have a situation where that's so bizarre, this type of a case is only going to come up once in 100 years, something like that. So in a case which is a loy shchicha digger case, the gzera de rabbanon of a loy plug doesn't apply. These are two different meanings. But so the first meaning of the din milsa de la shchicha legaz rabbanon, the chachamim don't have the right to make a gzera de rabbanon if the concern that someone may do an aveira is so far-fetched, so that's insufficient cause to make exer. So even if it's not so far-fetched, but they're only concerned someone may violate an aver de rabbanon, that's insufficient cause. You have to have a tzorach gadol. If you only have a tzorach katan, it's not enough. So it's only a tzorach katan, it's a far-fetched chashash that may lead to an aver, or it's considered a tzorach katan if the whole concern is that someone may violate an aver de rabbanon. But what happens? Let's say, for example, they made a din de rabbanon that you're not allowed to carry karmelis, because if you'll allow people to carry the karmelis, they'll carry it in shus haram. They made a din de rabbanon, they're not even allowed to carry if you put something in your hat, even though it's kalach hayad, even though the melacha is not done, melacha is mashev, is masra teira. If you do the melacha kalach hayad, it's mutam min atera. The chacham prohibited mid rabbanon. If you do a malacha kalachayad, the gzeret that the next time he'll do it kedarka. So what if you carry in a karmelis kalachayad? So is that called the gzeret the gzeret? I said, no, that's called the trade rabbanon. That's not a gzeret the gzeret. Gzeret the gzeret is only, you have no right to make a gzeret the gzeret. That depends what motivated the chachamim to make the gzeret the rabbanon. If they're afraid someone will only violate an aver the rabbanon, that's insufficient cause. That's a tzorach katan, that's not a tzorach gadol. Just like a milsa l'shchicha is a tzorach katan, so too, if you're concerned someone's going to violate the rabbanon, that's only a tzorach katan, insufficient cause to make a gzera. But if they made two separate gzeras to the rabbanon, that's what there's a taz in Yeridaya that the shach makes fun of. The shach in the Kudus HaKesem says that it's ridiculous. Taz sort of says the following. Let's say chicken, we paskin, is only possible b'chol of the rabbanon. The machlokes hatanoim and we paskin. There was a shaila how we paskin. So the shach quoted that some achranim understood the line in Tosfos on kuf dalet on the base of a gvina. So Tosfos says that the brisa that here six lines from the bottom. Tony igra chamur de rababa. Six lines from the bottom in the Gemara. Igra, the father-in-law of Rababa, presented a brisa that reads, you can eat it to have keres. You don't have to wait in between. Why don't you have to wait in between? Because he holds that Of is only flesh with the Rabbanon, so therefore they will never go there. That you should have to clean your fingers off, to get off the schmaltz from your fingers, rinse out your mouth, and so on. You can eat it to have keres. So that's based on the assumption that he holds that it's only the Rabbanon. So Tosfos says, and we don't paskin like that. So what do you mean we don't paskin like that? The Samachranim understood that Tosfos mean we don't paskin that chicken is rabbanon. Therefore, we say you can't eat ofer gvina b'afikaren. So the Shach holds that that's not the correct reading in Tosfos. Now we don't paskin that ofer is only the rabbanon. No, we do paskin ofer is only the rabbanon. But we don't paskin that because it's only the rabbanon, therefore it's necholim b'afikaren. That we don't accept. But we assume that chicken is only the rabbanon. So let's say chicken is only the rabbanon. And then number two, If it was cooked together, if you eat a sandwich of cheese and a hamburger, a cheeseburger, so that if they were cooked together, so then it's not an Issa Daraisa, unless the hamburger is burning hot and it's cooking the cheese. The hamburger was heated on the fire. When you take the hamburger, you put it on the bun, on the bagel, whatever, and then you put the piece of cheese there. So the pashtus is that the hamburger will be considered now a klisheni, because I put it on the plate, I put it on the bagel, I put it on the slice of bread. The Marshal has a chumrah that a dover gush doesn't have the kulav klisheni einam avashus. According to the Marshal, it may be that it'll be basa b'chalav der rice. You have a burning hot hamburger that's still yatzal erzman. You put a piece of cheese on it, even after you put the hamburger on the bun. So according to the Marshal, that may be called Berach Bishul Lasetor, that'll be Bishul Derais. We're machmeh for that Marshal. But Mikra Adin, I think we don't really hold like that. Mikra Adin, we hold that the klal that klishen einem avashel is here, the Gemara has it here on Kuf Dalam and Beis, two lines before the Mishnah. Klisheni Einem Avashal. The Gemara says, when I get to Bishal Bas B'cholov, the Araisa, and when I get to Hilcha Shabbos and Perikira. The Gemara says in the third Perik and Masech Shabbos says, Klisheni Einem Avashal. Whatever you need, Bishal. So Klisheni is Einem Avashal. So the Taz Kemat says the famous like that. let's say you have chicken and milk, and everything is cold, and you're eating it together. So he says that's exer, that's mutter. Never heard of such a thing. So the Shach and then the Kudus HaKes, according to the Beferish Gemara later, that it's not so, that you're not allowed to have. Why? That's not exer, exer. Eat the two gzerus was made because of a concern that one may violate it, and he said deraisa. They made a din derabman. The one din derabman was that chicken is fleshig. Exer, if you'll allow people to cook chicken and milk, next thing you know is that they'll cook meat and milk. Then there's another gzera derabanan that you're not allowed to eat chicken, meat, and milk together, even though they weren't cooked together. The next thing you know is that they'll cook it together. Here it happens to be a combination of both together. It's chicken, cold chicken, and milk together in the same meal. I have cheese and chicken. Everything is cold. There's no bishul. So it's a double derabanan. But the pashtus is, that's not the gzera l'gzera. Each gzera was made because of a chashash that someone will violate it, their isa. They made a din, you're not allowed to eat basa b'chalav, even though it's not derech bishul. Then they made a gzera derabanan that chicken is dina kifleshiks. So if you combine the two together, neither gzera was motivated because of a concern that someone will violate the rabbanan. Each gzera was introduced because of a concern someone will violate it in their isa. It happens to be a trade derabanan. The trade derabanan is awesome. That's a dinner. Shvus de shvus, but makamitzvah is mutter. Taisus has a raya. Taisus in Gittin, Daf Ches and Beis has the famous discussion. We don't allow amira l'nachri b'makamitzvah. The Gemara just says, the Gemara in Gittin, Daf Ches and Beis says, if a person is buying land up in Eretz Yisrael from a nachri, the land now belongs to a nachri, and a Jew is buying it, so you permit it even to be Mechal Shabbos, in order to do yeshiva b'Eretz Yisrael. There's a mitzvah of yeshiva b'Eretz Yisrael to live in Eretz Yisrael. Then there's a mitzvah of yeshiva b'Eretz Yisrael to buy Eretz Yisrael up from the Arabs and to build up the land, to make highways and to make buildings. That's yeshiva b'Eretz Yisrael. They're two different mitzvahs. They're two different mitzvahs. So when you buy up the land from the Nachri, so the Gemara says, because of Mishim Yishim Eretz Tira Chachamim, you're permitted to do Amira LaNachri, you're permitted to ask a Nachri to fill out the document of the sale to buy it. Mishim Yishim Eretz Yisrael, Amira LaNachri is only the Rabbanon, so Mishim Yishim Eretz Yisrael, he Tiru. So the Ramah in Hilchas Erev Shabbos quotes the opinion of the Sefer Huita, the Bali Huita, is one of the Bali Hatesis. He lived in Marseille, I think. So the Bali Huita is of the opinion that Amira LaNachri is mutter in any makam mitzvah. So Tesis doesn't accept that. Tesis doesn't accept. We assume Amira LaNachri is special heter mishum yishev Eretz Yisrael tiru. A few rare instances. Makam chalei misakana, we allow Amira LaNachri mishum matzolos kisvei kodesh mishum tzar bali chayim. We allow to ask a Nachri to milk the cow, because if we don't milk the cow is going to be in great pain. So there's a few specific instances where Mekel and Amir El Nachri, Shul is burning down, even if there's the Nachri to carry out the Sefer Torah, even though he's going to do a Malacha Deraisa Mishum Hatzolos Kisvei HaKodesh, we allow Amir El Nachri, a few particular kulas. But this one we don't accept from the Baluita that Amir El Nachri is always Mutam Emaka Mitzvah, not so. But there is a Gemara in Erevin, where the Gemara tells the story, Hahu Yenuka Bizman HaGemara. The practice used that they would bathe the baby with very warm water before and after the bris to prevent infection. And if you don't have water, you wouldn't do the bris milah. So the Gemara tells a story, Hahu Yenuka, there was a baby who was born on Shabbos, and the week after the bris was scheduled to take place on Shabbos. So they had to cook up a whole pot full of hot water in order to, on Erev Shabbos, they'd be able to bathe the baby before and after the bris to make sure that he doesn't get any infection on the open wound. In Shulchan Aruch it says that today, Mechaber writes, today in the 1500s, the hygienic conditions are such that we don't bathe the baby with warm water, not before, not after. We're not worried about this. But in days of Gemara, this was Yehorek Bal Yavar. If you wouldn't have the warm water, he just wouldn't do the bris. The Gemara says that there was a baby whose bris was supposed to take place on Shabbos, and they had all the warm water, and all the water spilled out by accident. So the location where the baby was, they had a big kettle of water, all the water spilled out. But there was another house, a few houses down, where they had a lot of water. But there was no Erev. It was a chatzer, there was a wall around the whole chatzer. It was a rishus ha-yachid, menatori allowed to carry. But it was a chatzer shenim u'revish. Shlomo HaMelech exerit the Rabbanon that you're not allowed to carry even in a rishus ha-yachid. If you live in an apartment building, and there are 100 apartments and so many tenants, so you're not allowed to carry in the hallways, from the apartments into the hallways, even though the building on the level of the Raisa is one big rishus ha-yachid. On the level of the rights, it doesn't matter that different people live in the different apartments. The whole thing is one big rishus ha-yachid. But the Rabbanan Shlomo HaMelech made a takana, and the Gemara says in Erev, a baskal came out from heaven and gave the approval, gave the haskama to this gzeirah the Rabbanan that Shlomo HaMelech made, that you need an eruv chatzeris. So the Gemara says the situation was the apartment where the bris was taking place, their warm water all spilled out. They didn't have any warm water, but there was another apartment of religious Jews where they had warm water, but they didn't make an Erev Chatzeres. So it was forbidden by the Rabbanon to carry in that Chatzer. So the Gemara says, well, since it's only a double the Rabbanon, if yes, can Nochri, the carry in a Chatzer, Shenim or Rabbis, it's a double the Rabbanon, so it's Mutter. So Tosis in Gittin, Chesam and Beis, is not sure, is that only by Bris Mila? Because by Bris Mila, so Chomer, every Bris Mila is a Malocha. That's the question, different opinions in the Rishonim, exactly what is the malacha, but the Gemara makes it clear that it's a malacha raisa to perform a bris mila on Shabbos or Yom Tov. But if it's a mila bismana, if it's on the Yom HaShmini, then you learn out from a pasuk, the pasuk in the beginning of Tazriel, but Yom HaShmini Yim, Obsara Olosai, that mila bismana is even Dercha Shabbos. If it's Dercha Shabbos, Yom Kippur, Yom Tov, it's Dercha everything. But Machshirei mila, not Deicha, let's say, to carry the baby to the location where the moil is going to be, or to carry the knife to perform the... There's a Machlegs HaTanoim, that's a Machlegs HaBlezer and a Chachamim. That's Perek HaBlezer de Mila, HaBlezer Ben Hurkens, HaBlezer is of the opinion. Not only Mila is Deicha Shabbos, even Machshirei Mila. To carry the knife, to manufacture the knife, is also Mutar on Shabbos. So we don't pass on like that. We had that already. We discussed it. So we pass on that Machshirei Mila are not Decha Shabbos. But over here, what you have is Amir al-Ayeska Nochri to carry in a Chotzer Shenim or Revis. So that's a Shvuz the Shvuz b'makam Mila. So Shvuz the Shvuz, the Gemara said, that's Mutter. Shvuz the Shvuz b'makam Bris Mila is Mutter. So Tesis and Gittin, on Chesan and Beis has a big, gigantic, fat Tesis. Tesis has two opinions. Is that only by Mila b'zmana? Because Mila is Decha Shabbos. And even though Machshir Mila on that Decha Shabbos, but Mila such a mitzvah chashuva, so maybe there we allow Shvuz the Shvuz b'makam mitzvahs Mila b'pa. And any mitzvah, we would allow, let's say, Shalosh Shudis. You have 10 people. 10 people and they want to eat shalashudas together. So would you say you're allowed to have a nochri carry matzahs from one building to the other in a karmelis? Amir la nochri to carry in a karmelis is the shvus, maka mitzvah, because they want to eat shalashudas. So we don't allow it. We would not allow that. If it's a karmelis, we would allow it. Yeah. Karmelis, we would allow, but let's say it's a real issue around the rice, we wouldn't allow it unless it's 10 people. If they're 10 people, then it's called the mitzvah derabim. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Chayyadim. A mitzvah derabim, that's based on a Ramban in the end of Masechah Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah quotes it all. Why is Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, why is Mishnah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael Hitiru? Why do we allow Amir Lenoch and Mishnah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael? It's Amir Liyakamana deraisa, the Nochri is going to write. So some, the Ramah quotes, some Rishonim say he's going to write in Arabic, he's going to write in English. And the Malacha deraisa ksiva only applies if you're writing in Ashuris or in Ksav Yevonis. Because the Sefer Torah, that's a Mishnah in Megillah, the first parak, the Mishnah says, Sefer Torah, Tanakh can only be written in Ksav Ashuris or in Ksav Yevonis. And the halacha doesn't recognize any other alphabet. So in the Mishnah Berurah, the Ramah quotes that we allow Amir Lenachim Shemisha Be'atzelatir. We allow Amir Lenachim that he should write, fill in the document, that the Jew should buy up the farm from the Nachri. So we only allow if they're writing in other script, in a different alphabet. But if they're writing in Ksav Ashuris and Yevanis, then we wouldn't allow it. The heter is based on a shvuz de shvuz per makam mitzvah. So the Mishnah Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan both are very upset. Aruch HaShulchan thinks that it's a forgery, that the Ramah never wrote it. The Mishnah Berurah thinks the Ramah wrote it, but we shouldn't pass on like the Ramah. They both, we don't accept that opinion. We hold like the Rambam, that if you draw a picture, it's a malocha deraisa. There's no halacha that ksiva, this malocha ksiva can be violated even if you don't write any alphabet. If you draw a picture, let's say you make a fingerprint. So each person has a unique fingerprint. So put your finger down to make a fingerprint is a malach deraisa. Whenever you make a tzura, is also malach deraisa. How can it be that if you write in English or in Arabic, that's only the Rabbanan? So we don't accept that opinion. So why is it mutter? So we say, Misha, right? So tira, amir lanachri, and a malach deraisa is mutter. So the Baluit derived from that Gemara that Amir Lenachri is Mutter B'Makam many mitzvah. So we don't accept that. We hold only B'Makam Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. But why is Yishuv Eretz so unique? So the Ramban has this far because Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah derabim. Yeshiv Eretz Yisrael, that's a Chayv B'Sayochid. Each and every individual Jew has a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael if it's within reason, if it's safe, and if it's you can make a reasonable parnasa. To live in Eretz Yisrael under danger, or to live in Eretz Yisrael, you won't be able to fulfill the mitzvah Satleis Ba'aretz, and then there's no mitzvah, Taisa says. But if you live in Eretz Yisrael, and it's safe, and it's not so dangerous to travel to Eretz Yisrael, this is in the end of Ksubis. There's a famous Taisa, but Taisa writes that the mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael doesn't apply to Zmanazeh for two reasons. One reason, because it's dangerous to travel to Eretz Yisrael. The second reason is because it's very difficult to observe the mitzvah tlius ba'aretz. So the Adonezer, who died 100 years ago, writes that neither of the two reasons applies bizman hazeh. It's not dangerous to travel to Eretz Yisrael today. 100 years ago, today it's certainly not dangerous. And then he says, number two, what's so difficult to observe the mitzvah tlius ba'aretz? You can get all kinds of hashgachas. Some of them are excellent and some of them are good. And some of them are not as good as others, but you can see to it that you will observe all the mitzvahs of Eretz Yisrael. So the mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael, mitzvah yeshiva be Eretz Yisrael, that's a chayvus hayochid. But yeshiva Eretz Yisrael, to buy Eretz Yisrael up from the Nochrim, that it should be under Jewish control, and we should pave highways, and we should build the buildings, and have a secure country, and have an army, and so on. Have a whole Jewish government, that's Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. That's a mitzvah satzibur. That's not a chavis hayochid. That's a chavis hatzibur. A person can live in America. He would not fulfilling in the mitzvah of yeshiva be'eretz Yisrael. He himself is living in America, but he's paying for the paving of highways or he's paying for the building of a yeshiva or the building of a shul in Eretz Yisrael. So that's Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So that's what the Ramban has such a lashon, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah paskens from the Chayei Odom. That even though we don't accept the Baluiter Amir Liakam Makam Mitzvah, we don't allow only Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, but if it's a mitzvah derabim, then we do allow it. So that's famous in the Beis Halevi. There were once 10 people wanted to eat shalosh shuls, and they didn't have any matzah where they weren't sure where they daven in mincha. So they asked the nochri, if you have 10 people, that's called the mitzvah derabim. So amir liakam is mutter even on a malacha deraisa. If it's a mitzvah derabim, so that's what it's based on. That gemara mishamishvayt solitiru. So again, so the Tesis there in on Gittin Chesam and Beis Tesis has two opinions. That gemara in Erevin that says that shvuz de shvuz but makam mila is mutter to ask the nochri to carry the warm water and the chotzesh animal revis. Yeah. What do you say,
Rebbe? Isn't the Gemara the Ramban is talking about writing Kosman of Ono about Filo Bashab is talking about an individual who wants to move to Eretz Yisrael?
He's not moving to. He's buying up land from the Nachri. That was a big machlekes in Achrayim. Under the communists for many years, under the communists, if you wanted to move from Russia to Eretz Yisrael, you had to get it cleared at the travel agency that belonged to the government. So they would only be open on Shabbos. You can only move to Eretz Yisrael with Chilul Shabbos. You can always take a Nachru to the office and wait online there for 5 hours and have the Nachri sign all the papers and give over the money and buy the ticket and everything. So that was a big machloikis centuries before, I think in the 1400s, 1400s, I think. Mishumishav Eretz Yisrael, Hitira is that only to buy up from the Arabs, to buy up the land. That's Yishuv Haaretz. What about Yeshiva of the Eretz Yisrael? That's Ochavis HaYachid. So do you allow Amir Lenachri on a deraisa, even Mishum Yeshiva of the Eretz Yisrael, or only Yishuv Haaretz? So that's what the Ramban has, a Loshen, and the Chidush Ramban, at the end of Masechah Shabbos, Mishnah Berurah quotes that Ramban, that maybe the reason why Mishnah Mishnah it's all Yitiru, because Yishav Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah derab, and buying up the land from the Nachar, that I want to live in Eretz Yisrael, that's a mitzvah Zayachid, but buying up the land, that's Klal Yisrael has to see to it, that we buy up the land. Yeah. So Tais is there, I'm not doubting Gittin, Daf Chesam Beis, that's two opinions, that Gemara in Erevin, that we allow a shuas the shuas b'maka mila, we ask a nochri to carry the hot water in a chotzushen emurevis. So that's a double the rabbanon. So is that b'maka any mitzvah? Shuas the shuas b'maka any mitzvah? Or maybe it's only shuas the shuas by mila, because even though it's machshirei mila, but chamir mitzvah mila is so chomer that mila is derech Shabbos, the actual mila itself is a malacha, and it's derech Shabbos. And maybe just like the Mila is Decha Shabbos, so the Machshirei Mila or also Amir Liakamana the Rabbana would be Matir Machshirei Mila. But maybe other mitzvahs not. So the Psak HaMukub and the Shulchan Aruch is we allow Shavuz to Shavuz B'Makam Mitzvah, any mitzvah, Lab Davke Mila, we allow it in any situation of any mitzvah. So the question was, that's what the Achrayim is. So what do you need? Why is it only Mutter? Shavuz the Shavuz Makam Mitzvah. Shavuz the Shavuz Agzera. So that's what we all answer. That's what we mentioned before. The Yeshua and the Svasemis and the Rebbe Kivegar and the Chubis and the Nachlos Yankiv, the Yeshiva's grandson has an Achuva. They all give the same answer. That's not Agzera L'Agzera. Each gzera was made auto a real isa deraisa. It's only called the gzera l'gzera. The motivation for the isa derabbanon was because we're afraid someone's going to violate the rabbanon. But if you had two dinim derabbanon, each dinim derabbanon was introduced independently because of the concern that people may violate an aver deraisa. It happens that they collide, they combine over here. The only reason why it's prohibited is because of the combination of two dinim derabbanon. But each din derabanan was introduced b'shaito because of a concern that they'll violate an isa deraisa. So that's not called the gzeir l'gzeir. That's a shvuz de shvuz. That's a trade derabanan. So trade derabanan is a lower level of isa. It's not the same as a chad derabanan. Just like a derabanan is not as chomer as a din deraisa. So trade derabanan is something that's only also based on a combination of two dinim derabanan. Trade derabanan is a lower level than a chad derabanan. But that's not called gzeir l'gzeir. Rabbi Kiveger has a chiddush on the Gemara in the first pair. That's what if in the Gemara in the first pair on Masechus Shabbos, the Mishnah says the Yetzer Chai b'Machta Samach l'Hashem Hashem Yishkach v'Yetzer. The tailors, maybe the tailors still do the same today. I don't know. But the tailors in the days of the Tanaim used to put a needle, they used to stick a needle through the lapel in their garment on the weekdays. So in case they have to stitch something up, so they have the needle with them. Instead of putting it in their pocket, so they would stick it on their bag. So it says in the Mishnah, late Friday afternoon, the tailor shouldn't walk in the street like that because he'll forget and he'll leave it there on Shabbos and he'll be walking in the street and that's how it's so. That's a violation of Hoitzo. So they made Xer Derabban. So the Gemara has Machloikas Abai Verove. Does the Xer apply even to a Kamalist or only if there's a Rishus Rab? Well, let's say some people always walk, secretaries other times walk with a pen or a pencil over their ear. So whenever they need the pencils, they take it and they write and they put it back on top of them. Instead of putting it in a pocket, they put it on top of the ear. So it says you shouldn't walk out in the street like this late Friday afternoon. Shema Yishkech V'yetzeh. He may forget and continue walking on Shabbos like that. And if there's no Erev, then he's carrying in the Rishus Rav, because that's a Hitzua. That's not Malbush, and it's not a Dachshit. So you're not allowed to walk on the street with something in your ear on Shabbos like that. So there's a Machloikas Nigmar between Abai and Rabbi. So Abai says, the Kamalist says the same thing as the Rishus Rav. And Rabbi says, no, you have no right to make Xer. So the Achrayim ask, Abai didn't know that there's a din that's a hold up over here. Kuzayin and Manalev. You can't make exer. You're not allowed to make exer. Kuvdalin and Manalev. You're not allowed to make exer. Exer is a violation of Bal Tosif. That was Rashi. People go to the Chalkalelis, points out that Rashi in the beginning of Beta, that a Bezdin will be in violation of Bal Tosif if they'll make exer. Exer. It's insufficient cause. You have to have a Torah Kodl. You have no right to. So how can Abai say he? That the Gzeira of Layetzachai B'Machta applies even if the place where you're walking is only a Karmelis. He doesn't know from the din of Gzeira L'Gzeira. So all of those Achranim say, no. Abai said, that's not a Gzeira L'Gzeira. That's a Shvuz de Shvuz. That's a trade de Rabbanan. They made it in Karmelis. They made Gzeira de Rabbanan. Karmelis should be also to carry like a Shvuz de Rab. They made it in Layetzachai B'Machta Yishem Yishkach. Here it has to be a combination of two dinim rabban, but each din rabban was made because of a zera derais. So then,
hey, Rabbi.
So that's what a few.
Rabbi.
Wow.
The fact that we paskin like Rav over Abai, doesn't this so share the claw that you cited from the Pnei Yeshua? Because even this case where it's two independent dinim, we paskin that it's zera l'zera.
Right, that is mutter. So that all the Achranim explain why does Abai disagree with Rav, but we paskin like Rav. So Rabbi Kiveger explains that. So the Mishnah Brura didn't like the end of Rabbi Kiveger. So he doesn't tell you that he's quoting Chuvas Rabbi Kiveger. He quotes around four lines, and the Bir Alach, he quotes around four lines for Rabbi Kiveger. Then he leaves out the Maskana. Rabbi Kiveger is talking about Minatora the Din is Achayna Seh Satzma. So if a person can walk on 2 feet, and you carry him, so that's mutam and atar. It's only awesome the rabban. But if a person, a child, can only crawl on all four, so that's like a behemah. An animal can crawl on all four, so that's a machleg satanaim. And we baskin. Chayna says that's only by a person who can walk on two. If you have an infant, a baby, who can't walk at all, let's say the day of the bris. Baby's only 8 days old. He can't walk at all, even on all four. He can't move. So that's like a chila. That's like kofus, a person who's tied up. So then you, for sure, you don't say achayna says satzma. That's a nisa haitzo deraisa. But if the baby is old enough to crawl, but he can't walk on 2 feet, so that's a machlokes like a satanaim by behemoth, a behemoth that can walk on all four. So we paskin, achayna says satzma only applies if a, if it's a person who walks on 2 feet. So then it's also prohibited. Minatoira, let's say, if I hold on, I have a child who's just beginning to learn how to walk. So if I hold his hand, that's called ledados. If I hold the child's hand, he can walk on his 2 feet. If I let go, then he's going to crawl on all four. But if I hold his hand, then he is walking. So is that if I carry such a child? So minatur, it's also muta, because since he can walk by holding onto my hand, the mikra din yisachayna says that's my bear as well. So Rabbi Kevega wants to distinguish between the two, and he says, if a child is able to walk on his own, you don't even have to hold on to his hand. If a child is old enough to walk on his own, but he's lazy, so then Rabbi Kevega wants to say that you're allowed to carry him mamish on your shoulders if it's only a carmelis. If he can only walk by you holding onto his hand, then he thinks that you're not allowed to carry him in a carmelis. But if he's able to walk on his own, then you're allowed to. Why? So he says like this, he says, Abaye, we understand that Abaye says that Carmelis is the same thing as the Shus Rambayetz, Echai Pemachta, because that's a Shus, the Shus. It's not a Gzer, a Gzer. So the question is, but we pass like Rava, that the Carmelis is Mutter. So Rabbi Kevega says, there's a new category. There are three different things. There's Gzer, a Gzer. Then there's Shus, the Shus. And then there's Gzer, a Gzer. The prohibitions on Shabbos are divided into three categories. It's a melacha deraisa, a melacha derabbanan, and a gzeira. So if you have two different things that are both gzeiras, that's rabba's chiddush. Even though you can't really call it gzeira li gzeira, the second gzeira was not introduced to prevent people from violating the first isa derabbanan. Each din derabbanan was instituted because of a concern of a din deraisa. But each one was, the both of them were introduced b'toris gzeira, not even b'toris melacha midirabbanan. So since it's a gzeira u'gzeira, so that's Rabba's breakthrough. That's Rabba's chiddush. Whenever you have gzeira u'gzeira, so that's mutter, even shalob ha'malkam mitzvah. If you have a trade derabbanan, shvuz deshvuz, it's only mutter, shvuz rishus, malkam mitzvah is mutter. But if you have a gzeira u'gzeira, each gzeira was nigzar correctly. If you have a gzeira u'gzeira, then it's even mutter. Then it's even mutter, even shalav makam mitzvah. That's what Rabbi Kevega says. So he wants to distinguish. He says to carry a person who can walk on his own, or a child is able, old enough to walk on his own, but he says he doesn't want to walk, so that's only a gzera. Then he shows the Gemara that carmelis is only a gzera. If you would have asked me, I would have thought that carmelis is a melacha v'itzor mederabbanan. So the Gemara says not so. Carmelis is only a gzera. So to carry a child who's able to walk on his own 2 feet, in a Karmelis, Rabbi Kevega says that would be Mutter. So the Mishnah Berurah didn't like that. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the beginning of Chuvah Rabbi Kevega, who distinguishes between Gzera L'Gzera and Shvus D'Shvus, and then he leaves out the last paragraph, the punchline he left out. But that's what Rabbi Kevega says. To carry a child who can only walk by holding onto his hand to be Medadah, so that's Haitzor Midirabbanan. That's a malach of haitzom, the Rabban Rabbi Kevega thinks. That's mochomer. The two isurim, the Rabban, to carry a person who can walk and to carry a child who can only walk when you hold on to his hand. So to carry a child who can only walk when you hold on to be medad to him, step by step, to hold on and he can walk, that's the malach of the Rabban. So that we would not, that's a shvuz de shvuz. So that we would not permit a less than mocha mitzvah. But if the child is able to walk on his own, then he thinks that the person is able to walk on his own mamish, then it's only a gzera. So he says, and Carmelis is only a gzera. So that's a gzera u'gzera. So that's Rabbi's no chiddush. So these are the three different, I think that's what we said the last time we learned Kol HaBasar, last week, whatever it was, before Pesach. So that's what we said on Daf Kuf Dalet and Manalek. There are three different categories. The gzera, that the bezim will be in violation of Bal Tesif. They have no right to make such a gzera, just like they have no right to make a gzera mishum milsa b'lashchicha. The whole concern is so far-fetched, so it's a insignificant cause to make a gzera. So the concern that someone's going to violate it, these are the Rabbanan, is not sufficient cause. That would be a violation of Baal Tosef. Then you have a Shvus Dishvus, a trade the Rabbanan. A trade the Rabbanan is Asa, but it's a lower level than a Chad the Rabbanan. So the Makam Mitzvah, we are made, the accepted opinion is that Shvus Dishvus Makam Mitzvah is always Mutar. Amir Liakam Makam Mitzvah, we don't accept the Baal Ita, we follow the Tosefus, that we only allow it by Makam Mishim Yishad Eretz Yisrael. And then the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Chayodim, it's based on this Ramban, that a mitzvah derab, a makam mitzvah derab, we allow a mir liakam on a real derab. So the Chayodim is talking about the following case. The Erev broke, and you live in a city, and you know for sure it's impossible to notify everybody. Many people will be carrying the Isser. It's only the Rabbanon, but it's probably a Kamalist to begin with, but many people will be carrying the Isser. So is it permissible to ask a Nochri to go with the cherry picker and to climb up, to drive a truck on Shabbos, and to climb up on the ladder and to tie knots and to bang nails and to put up strings? Mamish malachas deraisa of kusher and bone and avore to drive the car, to do all these malachas. So the Chayyadim says, he thinks that it's muta. Amir liyakam mana deraisa is muta mamaka mitzvah derabim. It's not even a mitzvah derabim, it's an avera derabim. The rabbin will be, many people will be carrying on Shabbos. But we say, who are they not? I mean, a mitzvah derabim. Mitzvah derabim means that 10 people want to have al shudis. That's a rabbin. 10 people is a mitzvah derabim. So that's what we discussed on, So the Shah, who disagreed with the Taz said that to have chicken and milk is only rabbanon. And if they weren't cooked together, you're just having a sandwich, cold chicken with cold cheese and one big sandwich. That would be gzera. That would be muta. So the Shach said it's against enough in the Gemara. So how come the Shtaz is not right? It's gzera l'gzera. So the Pashtus is, it's not gzera l'gzera. That's a trade the Rabbanan. That's a trade the Rabbanan. It's a lower level, but it's a trade the Rabbanan. Maybe Malka Mitzvah, we would be moderate, but it's a trade the Rabbanan. So the Shach doesn't say that. The Shach just said the Taz is against the Gemara. And the answer is, he quotes the Tosfos on Kuf Dal and the Menal of Dima Maska, Ominot Teimra. The Tosfos says, the Yesh Mekom is the last four lines in Tosfos. The Yesh Mekom is the Amid, the Gazvin, Gzera, Lechashin. And the Dam is Gaz Cham Zuluzu. Sometimes they felt compelled to make Gzera, Lechzer. So it's hard to know. So the Shach says, we don't know what the rule is. Hard to tell. And the Tanoim knew when to make Gzera, Lechzer, and when not. On Erev Shabbos, we went through some of the dinim that he learned out from the Pesukim in Parsha Shemini. So we left out one important comment that the Gemara makes. The Tosfos here has it on Kuf Hei Amud Aleph Dima Maschal Ma'im Rishayim. So Tosfos says they quote a pasuk Vis Kadishim Yisin Kedoshim. That's Ma'amsh towards the end of Parsha Shemini. So the Gemara has a comment, V'is Kaddishim Eilim Ma'am Rishonim, they have to wash your bread. V'is Kaddishim Eilim Ma'am Achronim, you have to wash Ma'am Achronim before you bench. So Tosfos says, Asmachtu Yalmuhu, Rashi writes on that Gemara also, in Brachas, on Dafnun Beis, Dafnun Gimel. So the Gemara there, it's only the Rabbona. The Gemara is not trying to say that Natilus Adam is a din there, I said. It's clearly only a din Rabbon. So that Pasuk, they made an Asmachtam in the Rabbon, V'is Kaddishim, V'isim Kaddishim, it drew a difference between Ma'im Rishonim and Ma'im Achronim. It was a difference. The Gemara has the Lashon here. On Kuf Hei Amud Aleph, the Gemara says, Ma'im Rishonim is a mitzvah, Ma'im Achronim is a chayva. What do you mean a mitzvah and a chayva? You're obligated to do both. Sounds like a chayva is more. You're more mechiv to do Ma'im Achronim. In what sense more mechiv? The Tosfos quotes the Gemara, the end of the first parak in Erevin. The last Mishnah in the first parak says, Tosfos quotes, Erevin daf yudayin. So the Mishnah says, Abod Varim Patru B'machne. When you have Machne Yisrael, when you have a Jewish army, when you have a Jewish government that sponsors the Jewish army, not that you have the British government has a Jewish brigade. No. Or they used to have a Jewish brigade. No, we're talking, there's a Jewish government in Eretz Yisrael that's sponsoring a Jewish army. So that has the status of Machne Yisrael. So there is a din. You have to be careful for the koyin hamakim. There's a machloikis, the Rabbein Chanan over there on the last dot in the first parak in Erevin, I think it's in Zion. Rabbein Chanan over there quotes from the Rishalmi that there were different opinions in I don't remember whether it's Tanoim or Amoraim, how many soldiers, how many Jewish soldiers we have to have near each other that should have the status of a machne. But there's an outpost, you only have three soldiers. You have a mezuman. So that's called the machne. So there are three different opinions in Yerushalmi. And the Chazon Ish writes over there, the Chazon Ish has over there at the end of the first parak in Erevin, a lot of dinim about the Jewish army. So he writes that the accepted opinion is that if you have 10 Jews, then it's called Machne Yisrael, just like if you have called Be'asar Shechin Sharia, if you have 10 people who want to daven, so then you need a minion to say a davar shebikdusha. We assume that's only a din with the Rabbanan. There is a din in the Torah, v'nizkadashti v'soch b'nei Yisrael. So he learned toch gzera shaba from the meraglim, that there were 10 meraglim who gave a bad report. So the Gemara learns that the opening Mishnah in Sanhedrin learned the whole series of gzera shavas, the alfusas, that the Dovah Shabikdusha needs a Sora, that's a din deraisa. Where is it a din deraisa? V'yhorig val yaver. If a Nochri wants to force me to violate Dovah Dizorah Gilei Raisa Shvichadav Mivim Bitzina. But Sharaveris is only Bifrahesia. And Bifrahesia means Bifnei Asorah Misra. If you're going to have 10 Jewish people, are going to be present. So that's the din deraisa of Dovah Shabikdusha needs a Sora, V'yhorig val yaver. So Moshe Feinstein writes, Dovah Poshut, he thinks that for the din deraisa of Dovah Shabikdusha, he needs a Sora, as the 10 men, there wouldn't be any sheep that women would be mitaref, and it has to be 10 gedolim. All 10 have to be bar mitzvah. For the din de rabbanon, that a dovah should be kedusha to say kadosh kedusha baruch hu, you need a minyan. So that's only the rabbanon. So there's the tesis in brachas that there's room in shloshu shachlu, that there's room to be mekel if you have 9 people who are past bar mitzvah, 1 child who's not yet bar mitzvah. But he understands what davening is all about. So then many follow like that. You can be mitzvah the one child to the minyan. Then there was an opinion in the Rishonim. The Mishnah Berurah says it's not even mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch. They didn't even gain honorable mention. There was even one opinion that you can be mitzvah one woman to the minyan also, just like you can be mitzvah one cotton, so they can be mitzvah one woman to the minyan as well. But for the dinim deraisa of Yorg Bal Yavar, that sometimes you only say Yehorg Bal Yavah B'Shar Beres, but for Hesia, there you need Asar G'dolim B'nei Chorim B'nei Bris, and women and Avodim and K'tanim but not them at Starif. So the Chazon Ish writes there at the end of the first Perek in Erevin, I think he says it based on the Magen Mishnah, that they accepted the three opinions in Yerushalmi. How many soldiers have to be together on the base that it should have the status of Machne Yisrael with the special din of Advar, Abar, Dvar, and Pashu B'Machne? You have to be careful about Nikoy and Hamok, and Asitiloch Allah Zanecha, Layer Bukhari Vastav, and so on. So there's one opinion, I think 12,000. There's one opinion, 1,000. Elof Lamata, Elof Lamata. And he says the accepted opinion is hen, that just like the Shechinah will be present, Kol Be'asar Shechin Tashariah, if you have 10 people who not, Rav Soloveitchik used to say, what, 10 people reading the Yiddish newspaper? That's a Dov Shabikdusha. No, 10 people want to daven and say Dov Shabikdusha. They want to say Kaddish Kedusha Baruch Hu. So then you say, Kol Be'asor Shechem Tesharia. So if you have 10 Jewish soldiers in the Jewish army sponsored by the Jewish government ruling Eretz Yisrael, before the Hakamas Hamdina, there was a Palmach, but that wasn't, that's what the Chazon Ish writes. That part of his sefer was written before the Hakamas HaMedina. So he writes, that's not called the Machne Yisrael. So it doesn't have the dinim about that. It's a din. Whatever is necessary for Pikoch Nefesh, the latter violet. But you don't have all the coolers in the Mishnah. So he says, Halacha Maisa, he thinks that the accepted opinion is the third opinion, that if you have 10 soldiers near each other, question is how close do they have to be near each other that they should be mitzarfim. What if there's one over under this tree, another person over that tree, on top of the tree? But how close do they have to be? How far away can they be that they can be mitzarfim? So he says, well, how close do they have to be mitzarfim for a minion? Usually a minion, you have to have 10 people in the same room. That's the Pashtus in the various Gemaras, the Gemara in Erevin, the Gemara in Erevin, and the Gemara in Psachim, like that. Pashtus and the Gemara, they have to have all the 10 people in the same room. So what if you have, let's say, 10 people davening on the lawn? They're not inside a room, so what's the mitzvah of them? So the Chazanish says he thinks that the 10 people are only mitzvah from Yachad, you have to talk shirim amah v'shirayim to each other. If they're within 70 amas to each other, Reuven is close to Shimon within 70 amas. Shimon is close to Levi. Levi is close to Yehuda. The original din of Shivim Amar Shiraim in the Mishnah is that's when you're trying to figure out the city limits. So you have houses where people live. So if you, what's the definition of a city? You have to have a definition of a city. An Ir Miklot, when the Ritech runs to the Ir Miklot, so then the Goel Adam has no right to kill him. So they designated cities as Ir Miklot. So how far out does the city extend that the Ritzach has a right to stay there? Goel Adam has no right to kill him. So you have to have a definition of an ear. So the definition of an ear is Gimel Chatzeris, three Chatzeris. Every Chatzer has to have Mukaf Mechitza around it. And you have to have a minimum of two Batim in each Chatzer. And you have to have, that's a Mishnah, that's a Mishnah in Erden and a Mishnah in Erechen, both. For all intents and purposes, for all dinim derais and dinim derabanan of an ear, or a miklot for tchum Shabbos, all cities kedal aram is dami, and for irani dachas, all the different dinim of ear. So the definition of an ear is you have to have a certain configuration. You have to have gimel chatzeres, and each chatzer has to have two batim. But what do you mean gimel chatzeres? Let's say you have one chatzer in New York, one chatzer in Chicago, and one chatzer in Los Angeles. Makes the whole United States into one big ear. No. The chatzeres have to be close to each other. How close? The Tosfos writes in Erevin, it's not mistaken that they have to be contiguous, that the walls of the chatzer A have to be touching the walls of chatzer B. Chatzer B in turn has to be touching the walls of chatzer C. Not mistaken that it has to be contiguous. The Tosfos thinks probably the Shir Shivim Amah V'Shirayim, 70 Amas. Where they get 70 Amas? Because the Mishnais have in Ketzad Ma'abred, in the middle of Erevin, if you have Gimel chatzeres that are near each other, then you have another house, then you have another house, then you have another house. As long as every house is within 70 amas of the previous house, so the city limits keep on extending. And then, if the city is approximately rectangular shape, so then the Mishnah says you draw the city limits. Every city is on the map, you draw it as a rectangle. So you take the northernmost house, and you draw a line, easternmost house, southernmost house, and you make it into a rectangle, so you marviach a lot of empty space there. Where there were no houses, you make it in a rectangular shape. So if the city, like New York City, is the island of Manhattan, is approximately rectangular in shape. So you just finish the rectangle. If the city is sprawling all over the place, it's not even approximately, let's say it's circular, it's like an amoeba shape. All over the place, it doesn't even look at all like a rectangle. So then the thing is, you take the northernmost point, the easternmost point, the southernmost point, and you draw the rectangle like that, kifi ruach ha'olam, like it would fit on a map. It would be north, south, and east, west. Lines would fit on a map. If New York, Manhattan is approximately a rectangle, then you don't know kifi ruach ha'olam. Then you just fill in a rectangle. That's Gemara like that. That's in Shulchan Aruch like that. So the din of Shivim Amah V'Shirayim is originally mentioned in the Mishnah. If you have a city that has Gimel Chatzeres and you want to extend it, you have Gimel Chatzeres with a lot of people live there. Pashto says there's another Gemara in the first parak in Sanhedrin that in order to be considered an Ir Nidachas, what's the minimum population you have to have? So we pass in 100 people. Less than 100 people is not called an ear. It's called a village. But so the writer in Hilchas Megillah applies that klal. You have to have a minimum population who live there kavua. That's what's called live there kavua. So the Gemara in Bava Basra says sometimes there are dinim that depend on the fact that the person lives there for 30 days. He lives in the city of the house for 30 days. Sometimes there are dinim that depend on his living there, Yud Beis Chodesh. So that's a question. Which of the two shiurim do you use over here? You have to have a minimum of 100 population to be called a city for dinim deraisa that depend on an ear, let's say Tchum Shabbos. Tchum Shabbos is the Rabbanan. Dinim deraisa, let's say Irni Dachas. Irni Dachas, okay. So how kavua do they have to live there? Let's say you have the airports all have motels, and the motels people always sleep overnight. You have hundreds and hundreds of people sleeping over in the motels, but they're only there overnight. They're not living there kavua. So how long is kavua? Kavua means 30 days or kavua means 12 months. So the Mishnah Berurah takes up neither opinion. I would have said either 30 days or 12 months. Mishnah Berurah says the normal rental is for 6 months. So they have to be living there for a minimum of 6 months. So Chiddush. Anyway, so again, so the Shir Shivim Amar B'Shiraim is a Shir, how close the houses have to be in the configuration of the houses, how close do they have to be to extend the city limits and to redraw where your rectangle is. So the Tosfos applies it not only to extending the city because there are houses that keep on going in a certain direction, even to create the whole status of the city in the first place. You have to have Gimel Chatzeres, so the Gimel Chatzeres says, not mistabed to require that the Gimel Chatzeres have to be contiguous, touching each other, must speak if they're within Shivim Amar B'Shiraim to each other. Okay, so that I understand. Shivim Amar B'Shiraim for houses near each other, or Chatzeres near each other. So the Chazon Ish comes with a Chiddush, a fantastic Chiddush. He applies it to people davening on the lawn. As I say, soldiers davening on the grass. They're not inside a house. They're in the middle of a mechama or something. And they have 10 people. So if the 10 people, each person is within Shivim Amar B'Shiraim to the other person, then they mitzdar from Yachad to constitute a minyan for all purposes of Dovash V'Kedusha. He thinks that the same is true b'negir to Machne Yisrael. The Rabbein Chananel quoted the Yerushalmi at the end of the first Perek and Erevin, that there were three opinions. How many soldiers do you need on the base that it should be considered Machne Yisrael? Is it, I think, one sheet that was 12,000? Elf amat al shnei maser elf chalutzei tzava by Mochemes Midian. You need 12,000 or you need elf amat 10,000, 1,000 again. Is it 12,000 or is it 1,000 or is it 10? So the Chazon Ish assumes that the Maskana Allah, I think he had a Magen Mishnah, the Maskana Allah in the Yerushalmi is at 10 people. Why? Called Be'asar Shkita Shariah, the whole dinim, all the dinim of Machni Israel, the din of Kedushas Mokam is because the Shechina is there. The Shechina is only there, called Be'asara, Shechina Shaya. Just like if you have 10 people who are davening, Kadosh Kedusha Baruch Hu. So the Shechina will be there. So if you have 10 people serving in the Jewish army, of the Jewish government in Eretz Yisrael, that's also a Dabash B'Kedusha. The Shechina will be there. So they have to be within Shivim Amar B'Shiraim. It's a Chiddush in the Chazon Ish.
Rebbe?
Yes.
I don't understand. Is this just to make them chayev the dinim of Machaneh, or also to allow them to carry in the Machaneh?
To carry, no. To carry, you have to have a mechitzas. If you don't have mechitzas, you're not allowed to carry. It's for the dinim derais of Kedushas Machaneh.
Isn't there a din in the Mishnah in Erevin that a Machaneh Yisrael doesn't need...
It needs mechitzas, but you don't need the box of matzahs. Akana Shlaima Melech was, even though you have mechitzas in him, and Atar, it's one big Rishuzah, an apartment building. It's one big Rishuzah Yochid, but Shlaima Melech made a takani, you need a box of matzahs, there should be Yom Rishuzahs by everybody. Or not a box of matzahs, each one of the families who live, each one of the 100 families who live in the 100 apartments in the apartment building has to give a pas shlema, has to give a little challah, has to give a roll, and you put everything in a big bag. So we don't want to have 100 rolls in a bag. So we streamline it. So we have one person buys a box of matzahs in the store, the grocery store, gives it to another person, to the next neighbor. Next neighbor picks it up at tefach. And the neighbor says she has in mind, my next neighbor is a woman, so she has in mind to be kind of shutzos, all the Shomer Shabbos who live there now, who all, anyone who's going to move in till next Pesach. And usually you make it with kosher Pesach, they get matzahs. Even though the Gemara says you're supposed to make it with lechem, shema brachem olav ha-moitzi, Eruv v'chatzer is supposed to be with lechem, shema brachem olav ha-moitzi, they have shitufim mevuas that you can make with other foods, and Eruv v'trumen you can make with other foods also. But Eruv v'chatzer has to be lechem, shema brachem olav ha-moitzi, and the Sfardim say Mizayis on a Matzah all year long, but since on Pesach you kodeh suda on it, then they do say Hamotzi. So that's a B'Hirish Gemara. If you have Pas HaBob B'Kisnin, cake, let's say you have cherry pies, you have crust on top, crust on the bottom, cherries in the middle, apple pie, apples in the middle, in the filling. But since if you kodeh suda, if you eat a ton of it, then you have to wash and say Hamotzi and bench. So you see that it has a dinner pas. It's a subcategory of pas HaBob B'Kisnin. So since sometimes you would have to bench on it, so it's called lechem shemavachem olav amoiti. Pas HaBob B'Kisnin is also good. So even matzahs, even though the Sfardim would say mezonos on the matzahs, but that would be considered lechem. So that would be good for the Eruv B'Chatzeres. That's why we usually make the Eruv B'Chatzeres with matzahs, so it won't get stale. If you're going to make with chalas, so the chalas are going to get stale, or they're going to start to turn moldy. They're going to get ruined, so it has to be royal achila. So again,
Rabbi,
yeah.
According to the Chazon Ish, is it that every person in the machane has to be within Shivan Amma, every one of each other? So Reuven is within Shivan Amma of Shimon, and etc. And they're not all within each other's Shivan Amma of Shirayim, or is it within all a square space of Shivan Amma by Shivan Amma?
I don't think so. I think he means that each person should be like houses. If you have one house, it's within Shivan Amma of one of the houses in the city. You have the three chatzeres, and each one of the three chatzeres has two batim in it. Fine. And then you have the chatzeres have walls around it. So I have a house within Shivan Amma of the walls of the chatzer. Then I have another house within Shivan Amma of that house. Then another house within Shivan Amma of that house. So this city limits keeps on going further, 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 further. You don't need all the houses to be within Shivan Amma of each other. As long as each house within Shivan Amma of the previous house, so the city extends. That's a question today. Do you ever leave? We usually only say Tfilas HaDerech when you're traveling on a highway, Chutzlo here, even though maybe it's more dangerous to travel inside the city. But the Chachamim only instituted Tfilas HaDerech, that bracha, if you're traveling on the Derech, Kol HaDrachim Mecheskes HaKonim. So according to the Ramban, Tfila is only a Chiyav Deraisa Be'ez Tzor. So the Eis Tzor, the Ramban says, means that Tzor is HaTzibur. There's a melchama, or there's an epidemic, like now there's an epidemic that's a tefillah of the raisa, or something like that, or there's a famine, or there's an attack of a locust, or something like that, a major Taurus Hatzibur. But a Taurus HaYochid, the Raman holds that tefillah is only the Rabbana, but still there's, and even according to the Raman, that tefillah b'chol yom is the raisa, the Raman also agrees that tefillah the Estor has a special status. Not only Tzoras HaTzibur, even Tzoras HaYuchid. So that's what Tfilas HaDerech is based on. It's based on the assumption, Kol HaDrachim B'Cheska Sakona. So therefore, it's a Tfilah B'Yes Tzor. That's a Rapsolichik thought, that if a person commutes every day from Teaneck to New York, he works in New York, and he drives every day, and he's not nervous at all. He can practically drive with his eyes closed. He's so used to this. If there's no sense of pachad, he's not scared at all. As Olechik said, in the early years, when he used to travel back and forth from Boston to New York every week, so he always said Tfilas HaDerech. Then he used to go by train. Then he used to go by plane. But after a while, he got so used to the plane that it doesn't shake at all. You can write and it won't be sloppy. It's like mom is just sitting in your house. So he stopped saying Tfilas HaDerech because he didn't feel nervous at all. He felt that the Tfilas HaDerech was only instituted as a Tfilas B'Yesh Tzorah. If you perceive that there's a bit of a sakana, call it drach mecheska sakana. But if you don't, if your perception doesn't correspond to you don't really have such a perception, then he thought you shouldn't say tefillah
haderach. Rabbi,
yes.
I'm sorry. Could I go back with regard to the machanos? So if there's with regard to the fact that you don't need an heir of chatzeros, is that talib the same achlokes? How many soldiers you need?
Yes, that's where the machlekes is on that Mishnah. Yeah. For the din of the Raisa, for the din of the Rabbanon. Yeah. That's what the Rabbeinu Hananel quoted on that Mishnah, the end of the first Perek in Eruvin. Yeah. So the Chazon Ish thinks that we pasken 10 people. Yeah. There's a Shaila now that everybody is home. Can you be Mitzara people? That's everyone will sit on their porch. and there are 10 people that can hear each other. So can you be mitzar for everybody to make a minyan to say Kaddish Kedusha, Kriya Sater, and so on? So the in Shulchan Aruch, in I think Simon Nun Hey, when it says that the Chazan says Kaddish Epti Shabbach before Baruch Hu, so that's where the Shulchan Aruch and Mishnah Berurah talk about the details of being mitzar of 10 people to make a minyan. So the classical Paskim over there quote the Chuvas Rashba. The Rashba comments on the Mishnah in Shlosh Shachlu that the Mishnah sounds like it says if you have five people in one eating bread in one room, five people eating bread in the other room, some of this group can see the others in the other group. So then they mitzar from Tzimon. So they quote Tzimon Basar to say Elokeinu. So the question is, does that only apply to Benchim Mizuman? But maybe for Dabash Bigdusha, it's Mochomer. So the Rashba writes, because the Gemara seems to imply very clearly that Benchim Mizuman Basara needs 10, not because it's a Dabash Bigdusha. The Mishnah Megillah lists off all the things that need a minyan. So it says a whole bunch of them need a minyan because it's a Dabash Bigdusha. Kaddish Kedusha, Boch, Kriyas HaTorah, Hazara Hashatz. But it says other things, Duchani, you need a Sarah. It doesn't seem to be because it's a Dabash Bigdusha. It's a different reason. Or let's say Bichas Nisu and you need Asara. It doesn't seem to be because it's Dabash Bigdusha. Or Benchim Basara. The Gemara said, the Bench Bishem, Baruch Alekeinu, you need Asara because the Gemara is lost in there. And begin, La Barachara, La Kurish, Mod Dishmai, the Botsami Asara. It's not Barachara, it's not Arachara to mention Alekeinu less than Asara. Gemara should have said it's a Dabash Bigdusha. So Rav Soloveitchik said that in Europe, there were some communities, like by the Yekkes, when they bench Mezuma Basaras, everybody stands up mamish. So they treat benching Basara, since you're saying Elokeinu, like a Dabash Bigdusha. They need Amida. That's what the Magen Avraham quotes from the Arizal, that when you recite the Dabash Bigdusha, Kaddish Kedusha Baruch, you need Amida. And Rav Soloveitchik said that where he came from in Lithuania, they wouldn't stand up at all for Bench and Mizum and Basar, because the Pasha Pshadi Gemara said it's not a Dabash Bigdusha. He assumed it's not at all the Dabash Bigdusha. So the Mishnah sounds like it says if you have five people in one room, five people in another room, and they're all eating bread, Mitzosim Rahim Elu Eselu, so they can be Mitzdarfim to Bench Elokein. That's the Pasha Pshat. So the Rashba and the Chuvis, the Mishnah tells you where it is, the Bir Aloch and the Rashba and the Chuvis writes, Ulai. Maybe the same thing carries over for Davening, and maybe they can even start. So the question is Ulai. So the sophic of the Rashba, is that right to rely on that? So the classical post and then Simon Hey Mishnah Brura, Chelek Aleph of the Mishnah Brura is not as strong as the other halakim. He has heavy duty work in the Bir Halachim. There is just like a fancier Bir Hatem and a Shari Shuvah just quotes more. So there he quotes from the Chido, who writes that if you're going to have a situation like we have now, and for a couple of weeks, but not going to have Kaddish Kedusha Baruch Hu, so that's a Shas Hatchat. So there's room to be able to rely on this suffix of the Rashba. Ulai, the Rashba said, Ulai, maybe the same thing carries over from Ben Mizuman to us, to Dovish Bigdusha as well. So the Mishnah Berurah is not really so happy about that. But then if you look in the Mishnah Berurah and Kuf Tzad Kei, in the second Chelek Mishnah Berurah, when he talks about benching Mizuman Basara, he disagrees with the whole premise. He thinks that it's not even correct in the first place. If you have five people, you have five people there. Mikdos Amrayim Eilu Eseilu. He quotes that the Bir HaGro HaMishnah is Bracha. It says that that mitzdarfim to a Zimun. The Din of the Mishnah only goes if you have 10 people here and 10 people there. So in the days of the Tanoim, in the days of the Gemara, the practice would be that when you bench Mezuman, only one would say the whole Birchas Hamazon, and everybody else would just say Amen. So usually we don't allow Shomer Ke'oine, the Ran at the end of Rosh Hashanah, the Ran on the Rif. The end of Rosh Hashanah quotes the Yerushalmi that there are three areas in Halacha where we don't permit Shomer Ke'oine. So one is by Kriya Shema. And one is by Shmona Esrei. We don't allow Shmei Koine. Kriya Shma, Kabbalah Salmach Shamaim. You should really say on your own. Shouldn't just rely on Shmei Koine. And if you need Parnassi, you need a Shidduch, you want to be blessed with children, whatever. So it's a derech eretz ikta. You should say it on your own. You shouldn't rely and someone else is going to daven and you're just going to say amen at the end. Um, and the third case is when you're eating food. This is the big thesis on the next daf. Here, this long thesis on kuf vav on the days. The first thesis that comes out from kuvavam alef to kuvavam beis. So the, we'll get to that. This is we'll discuss part of it now. When it comes to eating food, did I ask you to eat the sandwich for me? No, I ate the sandwich. So if you ate the sandwich yourself, you didn't rely on the other person to eat the sandwich for you. You should really say the bracha before and after on your own. We really don't allow shemecha oina and brachas in connection with eating food. But we do it all the time. One person says a mois, everybody else says yotzei with shemecha oina. So the Mishnah says in Brachas on Daf Mem Gimel, that's what the big Taisus discusses, the Taisan Kuvav, that the Mishnah says in Brachas, if I invited a lot of guests and everybody's sitting around and they wash for bread, each one says his own Hamaitzi. The only time we allow one person Hamaitzi for all the others, if Hesebu, Echad Mevarach Lekulam, if you have Hesebu, if you have really achila b'kviyas together, b'zman hazeh nobody eat b'hesebah. So the Tosfos writes there in Brochas. So that Mishnah, b'zman hazeh, since we don't have the practice of eating b'hesebah, so by us, yeshiva didan k'hesebah the two. By us, if we're all sitting around the same table, that's the maximum we ever do of achila b'kviyas. So if you have a whole group of people eating, a whole group means two people or more, okay. Now I'm sitting with my wife on Shabbos, and I say, I'm to my wife is yotzei. So the whole group only consists of two. But if you have a group of two or more, it's not that one says I'm yotzei and the others are yotzei, which is mekoina. The din is in the first place that the whole chabura is only obligated to offer one bracha. And this idea of eating a chabura is only hesebu. Or bismanazei, shibi didanke, hesebu the two. All the people have to be sitting around the table. If they're standing, some families have the practice that when the father of the household says Amoitzi on Friday night or Shabbos morning, so everybody stands. Amoitzi said, that's against the din. They're supposed to be sitting. They were really supposed to have had a seder in order for one to be Moitzi the others. But since it's so uncomfortable today, we're not in a practice all year long of eating the seder. So the test says that yeshiva didan ke seder the two. That's the maximum achila b'kviyas that we can have. So, but if it's not even sitting, they're standing. So that's mamish. There's fears of all of them together. So it's not that one is moitzu. Not that one says I'm moitzu, he's moitzu, the other is shemekainer. The chabura melchatchila is only obligated to offer one hamoitzu. And the same thing with benchim mezumen at the end. The Ran at the end of Rosh Hashanah quoted the Rishon that you don't allow shemekainer. Not by a hamoitzi and not by the brichas hamoz neither. But bizman Talmud, that was the common practice when you bent mezumen. Only the mezamen would say the whole benching. All the listeners would just say amen. So Rab Soloveitchik explained, it's not based on mekaina. It's a din deraisa that the whole chabur is only obligated to offer one brichas hamoz. He had a bit of the diuk. This was a big yahrzeit shiur, so he had a bit of a deal. The Rambam says that when you bench mezumen, all of those who listen have to say amen. So he had a deal. It's mashma perhaps when I'm, let's say I say kiddush and I'm moitzi everybody with shemer koina, and they didn't answer amen. They didn't say amen to the bar piagavim. They didn't say amen to the kiddushid. So the Gemara says shemeya ki oina. Even if you didn't say amen, let's say the balkari reads the Megillah. And he says the bracha mikra megillah shachyan shosan nisim. He says all the three brachas, and the listeners didn't say amen. So the din is shamea k'ayne. If you were paying attention, even if you didn't say amen, shamea k'ayne and kala ayna amen kilo hatzi bracha mepirdom. If you would have answered amen, it would be considered as if you said the bracha. So you yotze. But over here, by there are three cases. The Rambam says yeah, you should say amen. So Rab Chaim Soloveitchik and Rab Alvala, they thought that those three cases, perhaps Anios Amen is Ma'akev. So one is when you bench Mezumen, and one is when you daven Chazor Sashatz. You have to have Anios Amen. Why should it be Likuva? So that's what he thought, because by davening, that's also an exception to the rule. The Ran said there with the Ran and the end of Rosh Hashanah, the Ran and the Rift, the end of Rosh Hashanah quoted the Yerushalmi. There are three cases where we don't allow Shemei Kaina. One was by Kriyat Shema, and one was by Tfilah, and one was by eating food, the bracha before and after eating food. So by davening also, we don't allow Shemei Kaina. So what does it help that Chazan says the Chazor Sashat, if you don't say Shemei Kaina? The answer is no, it's not based on Shemei Kaina. The whole Tzibur is offering Tfilah Satzibur. So in order to have participation of the Tzibur, you need audience participation that it should constitute a bracha of the Tzibur. So the Tzibur has to say Amen, perhaps Le'ikuvah. Maybe if they don't say Amen, they're not Yotze the Bench and Mizumin. If they don't answer Amen, they're not Yotze the Chazar Sashatz. That's what he quotes from Rav Elbala Soloveitchik. That a lot of times, usually before Tkiyah Shofar, Rabbi Soloveitchik would announce, and apparently Rav Elbala Soloveitchik also would announce, everyone should be careful to answer Amen after the Chazan's brachas and the Shemana Esrei, and they shouldn't say Amen too soon. Because the Mishnah Berurah points out a lot of times, it's an Amen Chatufa. They answer Amen too soon. The way mean Kadesh Yisrael, the Amen. They often say Amen. The Nigan is such, and this leads the Tibur to say Amen too soon. You have to wait till the Chazan finishes the last syllable of the last word of the bracha, and then you say Amen. You shouldn't answer Amen too soon. You shouldn't wait too long afterward. That's an Amen Chatufa and an Amen Yisayma. If you answer Amen too soon, Amen Chatufa, you chap too quickly. Amen Yisayma means that the Amen is not connected to the bracha, that he waited too long after the conclusion of the bracha. So why did they make this announcement dafke on Rosh Hashanah? Because on Rosh Hashanah, it's important all year long. But on Rosh Hashanah especially, number one, because the Nigan is such that it often misleads the Tzibur into answering Amen too soon. And number two, in order to be able to Tkiyas, I'll say that brachas, it has to be my brachas. So what does it help? They blow Shofar Moshels, they blow Shofar only in the Chazar Sashat. They don't blow Shofar in Tfila Balachash. The minhag Sfarad is that they blow Shofar Tfila Balachash. By Chassidim, they blow Tfila Balachash. But by most people, most of the Ashkenazi shuls, they only blow tkiyas in the middle of Chazor Sashatz. They want that Chazor Sashatz to relate to you. It only relates to you if you have 10 people answering Amen properly. It could be Amias Amen is Le'ikuva. That if you don't answer Amen, there wasn't audience participation, that it's not called B'chsamazim B'mezuman. And it's not called Chazar Sashatz. You have to answer Amen properly. So let's get back again. Let's get back. We floated far away from what we wanted to do. So Nachamol. So the Tosfos Kufem and Aleph quoted the Gemara in Brachos Tzvi Kadishtam Yisim Kedoshim Eilam Mayim Rishonim Mayim Achronim. The Gemara says here on our daf that there's a major difference. Mayim Rishonim is a mitzvah. Mayim Achronim is a chayva. What's an afkamina between a mitzvah and a chayva? So Tosfos quotes the Gemara in Erev and Yud Zayin. Abor Dvarim Patru B'Machne. There are four leniencies that the rabbis gave when the soldiers are in their machne. So one leniency is they don't have to wash Netilas Yadayim. So which Netilas Yadayim do they not have to wash? So the Gemara explains there, that's Mayim Rishonim. Mayim Rishonim is a mitzvah. So it's difficult. You don't have unlimited supplies of water if you're fighting a war, if you're in a machne in the middle of a war. So they were mekel, you don't have to wash Netilas Yadayim. But Mayim Achronim is Mishum Sakana. The Gemara has two reasons. Our Gemara says because of Melech Sedomis. And Melech Sedomis, if your fingers will have Melech Sedomis and you rub your eyes with your fingers, so you're going to rub the Melech Sedomis into your eyes, you can harm you can ruin your eyes. So that's the Gemara's reason over here. Even though the Gemara says that it's, the Gemara has around 13 lines from the top and Kuf Hey on the base. How much Melech Sedomis do you have? Amar Abai Umishtakach, how much, what's the percentage? Ki Kurta de Kura. If you have a Kur, if you have a Kur of salt, so you'll have a Kurt, a tiny speck of Melech Sedomis and a whole ton. So what are you concerned about? So the answer is, the Gemara says in the end of the first parak in Ksubas, L'hocha b'pikuch nefashis, achar haroib d'zidim, and shmartam yod v'nav shesechem. You have to be careful with your health, not to lose your life and not to lose your eyesight. You have to be careful with your body also, not just not to lose your whole life, not to ruin your eyes. That's the reason the Gemara gives here. So that's why, even though it's only a quart and a kuur, it's 1 speck in a million, like a needle in a haystack, but still, there's a chashash sakana, so you have to be machmer on it. And in chashash chamir sakanta meisur, we had in the first parak in Chulin. That even though you go basarayv in Isa Veheta, but you don't go basarayv in sakana. Sakana, you have to be concerned about the miut possibility. The Gemara in Brochus gives a different reason why you have to wash my machronim. The Gemara says, "Keshem shemezuham posel la'avida kach yodaim zaham psulas lebrocha." Let's say you have a kohen; he's old and he's 95 years old and he's falling apart. He's wearing big dekuna, but you have to wear big dekuna lechovadul sefaris. He can barely walk. Then is you have to stand in the azora and yeshiva bazora. If he does the avoda the yeshiva, it's posel. So he does the avoda b'amida, but he's old and he's falling apart. So the Gemara says, just like there's a din, a kohen who's a mezuham, he's so old that he's falling apart. He's pasul avoda, he's not supposed to be makor kabbonis. Kach yedam mezuham, or if you have the behema that's a mezuham, so to kach yedam mezuham is psulus lebroch. If your fingers are greasy, so you're not allowed to bench. You're not allowed, let's say you had a meal and your fingers are all sticky and you didn't wash your hand. Then you want to say burn the fascists at the end, or let's say you had ice cream. And you said, and the ice cream dripped all over your fingers, they're all sticky. And you wouldn't touch your shirt, you wouldn't touch the Gemara, because you're going to make stains all over the place. You want to say, but Priyadama to have some potato chips or something else afterwards. You're not allowed to say a bracha with your diamonds or hummus, not only the bench. Even a bracha between one tapshal and the other, we'll have to learn that thesis. On the top of Kufem and Beis, Machlekes Rabbeinu and Tam and the Rashbam. What's going on over here? Why is he washing his hands in between one tapshil and the other? So again, so the Gemara says there in Erevin at the end of the first Erev, Abad Varm Patru Bamachane, the soldiers in the army, it's a Shasatchak, because they don't have unlimited supply of water. So they were lenient, the Chacham were lenient, they all need from the Tilus of Diamonds, only the Rabbanon. That's only in the Tilus Adai Maim Rishonim, Maim Achronim, Mishum Chashash Sakona, so that even the soldiers in the army have to wash Maim Achronim. Yeah, today we don't, Tosis writes that Melech Zedon is not Motze Beinenu. So Tosis says that they didn't wash, the Balei HaTosis didn't wash Maim Achronim, yeah. The din that you have to wash Maim Achronim, let's say if there is a real concern of Melech Zedon, let's say you did have Maim Achronim and you bench without. So then there's still meaning to wash Maim Achronim even after you bench because of the Chashash Sakona. The reason why one should wash Maim Achronim before you bench is because your daim is the other reason. Your daim is a harm, is psulus lebrocha. But let's say you didn't have any Maim Achronim, so then there's still value in washing afterwards if there's a concern of Melech Sedomis. Yeah, also, Yadayim Zahamas, questionable whether it applies Bisman HaZeh, Yadayim Zahamas. For many centuries, the people ate the meat and the chicken with their own fingers. They didn't have forks and knives and everything, so they ripped everything apart. And that's why they would take this din in the Gemara, I think it's a Yerushalmi, and it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, that if you had a challah, you had a bread, and you cut off a piece, you ripped off a piece, and you ate the bread with the fleshy meal, you're not allowed to eat the leftover bread in a milchig meal. If you had bread in a milchig meal, you're not allowed to eat the leftover bread in a fleshy meal. Why? Because years ago, when the people ate the food, that was the meaning of the whole world, not just by chassidim, who take shirayim from the Rebbe, that there's a kapedah to take it without a hatzitz. The whole world ate like that. You ate everything with your fingers. They didn't have cutlery to eat. So the fingers were always greasy. Their fingers were always your diamonds or hummus. So that was a problem. But today, that everybody eats with cutlery. You have a spoon and you have forks and knives and everything. And the Melech Zedom is not Mosei Beinenu. So it could well be that both of the reasons for Maim Achronim don't apply. So again, so the Mishnah in Erevin says, so the Gemara says, that's only Maim Rishonim. That's only a mitzvah. But Maim Achronim is Chayvor. That's because of Chashash Sakona. So the Chashash Sakona of Melech Zedom is to ruin their eyes. That applies even if they're in the army. You can't be Mekalana. And Tosfos quotes another Nafkamina Ladina. Another Nafkamina Ladina, the quote from Halachas Gedolos. From the Bahag, on the last narrow line going to the wide lines, that's Kuf Hei Amid Aleph, and that Tosfos. So the Bahag says, you only say a bracha on the Tilus Yadayim when you wash Mayim Rishonim. When you wash Mayim Achronim, no bracha is recited at all. Not all the Rishonim except the Bahag. The rabbi and others say that there is a bracha on Mayim Achronim, but the Bahag says there's no bracha. Today, for sure, you should have no bracha because according to the Balei HaTos, you don't have to wash at all. Because we have cutlery, so Yadayim are not mezuhamas. We're not eating the with our fingers. And we don't have Melech Zedom is Matzuri Neinu. We don't live anywhere near Sedom, so there's no Melech Zedom. So neither reason applies. So for sure, you shouldn't say a bracha on it. But that's what the, how the Bahag understands. Choyva means something you have to do, but it's not really a mitzvah that you should recite a bracha shekadishon of the mitzvah sabitzivan. Let's say you salt the meat to remove the blood. But there's an avera called dam lasacheli. You're not allowed to eat dam. But there's no mitzvah to salt the meat. You're salting the meat in order not to violate an avera. So let's say a person shaves with an electric shaver. He's not shaving with a razor. He doesn't want to violate an issa. So does he say bracha shekadishon mitzvah shalola galech b'ta'ar? A person eats kosher food. Does he say bracha shekadishon mitzvah shalola lechem macholas asuras? That's what the Rosh in the beginning of Ksubas points out. You never say a bracha when you're about to do something to avoid violation of an Isser. You only say a bracha when you're going to be in fulfillment of a mitzvah. Kol ha-mitzvahs kulam avarach aleim ovel asiyosim. You're about to perform a mitzvah. Sestay. Not going to do something in order to avoid violation of an aver. So the so that's what Tosfos says, that the Bahag is of the opinion. Is it in Mishmata Miyoda Napshir Sikhmi? You're not allowed to do something that would be detrimental to your health. So you have to wash Mayim Achronim in order not to get the Melech Sedomis into your eyes. So whenever you do something, to be careful not to violate the Isser of Mishmata Miyoda Napshir Sikhmi. It's not that it's a mitzvah, it's an Isser to be careless with your life or with your health. It's an Aveira. So when you wash your fingers in order not to rub the Melech Sedom is into your eyes, you're seeing to it that you don't violate the Issa. That's what the Rosh raises the issue. The Rosh has a machlekes with the Rosh and the Balei HaTos have a machlekes with the Rambam and the Ravid, what's the nature of Birchas Eiris. So the Rambam and the Ravid both assume that it's a Birchas Mitzvah, that there's a mitzvah to get married. And the Balei HaTos say there's not a mitzvah to get married. There's an Issa Biaznus. So you don't want to violate the Issa. But they disagree with the Rambam. They hold there's a mitzvah period review, but there's no, they don't really think that there's a mitzvah to get married. And then furthermore, in the middle of the Nusach HaBach, we say Shekadoshanu b'mitzvos v'tzivanu al ha'arayas. Kadosh Baruch prohibited us marrying forbidden relatives. So what the Rosh is? Why does he say bracha on the fact that I'm avoiding violation of the Nisar? Asalanas harusu v'italanas hasu aslanu. Why do you mention that in the bracha? So Birchas HaMitzvah should have said Shekadoshanu b'mitzvos v'tzivanu l'kadeshes ha'isha. So we don't say that. Some Rishonim said that in addition to the Birchas Harrison, there was a real quote. Some Rishonim said Shekadoshanu l'kadeshes ha'isha. There was a Birchas HaMitzvah in addition. But the fact that they said two different brachas, one was l'kadeshes ha'isha, that was the Birchas HaMitzvah. Then they said Birchas Harrison. So obviously, Birchas Harrison is a Birchas Shevach V'Hidor. That's what the Rosh and the Balei HaTosfos seem to hold. It's a Birchas HaShevach. That's the Tosfos in Psochem and Av Zayin. That Birchas HaShevach is always recited L'achar HaSiyosim. Birchas HaNenen is recited immediately before you're about to eat the food. Birchas HaMitzvah Mevarach Aleim Oyvel HaSiyosim means immediately before you're about to perform the mitzvah, you say Birchas HaMitzvah. But a Birchas HaShevach or Birchas HaHidor, when you see lightning or when you hear thunder, when you see a shooting star or something like that, and when you see the Grand Canyon, these are brachas. Don't say the bracha as you're about to see it. They say the bracha after you see it. Birch Shevach Vador is always recited l'achar ha'mais, not before. So that's what led the Balei HaTosfos to believe that the Birchas Harrison is not a Birchas HaMitzvah at all. They hold it as not a mitzvah to get married. It's an issa to have a bias nus. You have to have kiddush in order not to violate the avera of having a bias nus. But they hold not like the Rambam, that the Rambam holds that two different mitzvahs. Lisa Isha Bisuba Vikidushan is one mitzvah, and Livers with Livers is another mitzvah. So the Baal HaTessa held that getting married is only a Hechsher mitzvah, that itself, Hechsher mitzvah that lead up to the possibility to fulfill a mitzvah, a period of Rivian. But there is no mitzvah per se to get married. So that's why they were of the opinion that the Bicha Seyusin is a Bicha Shevach. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he gave us Ishus Yisrael. It's a different type of Ishus. There's Ishus Ben Noach and Ishus Yisrael. So we say, you have a different list of forbidden relatives, much longer list than Ben Noach have. By the Yom HaSo'ilim, by Ben Enoch, there are no two steps, Erisin and Nisun. They don't have three kinds. We have Kesu Sharab Bia. By the Yom HaSo'ilim, we only have Bulas Bal Yesh Lahem, Nichna Seluchot V'lei Nivalo Ein Lahem. They only have Kiddusha Bia, and that's it. They don't have two parts, Erisin and Nisun. They only have Kiddusha Bia, and that is the whole marriage. So we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We say the Racha Ovel Asiyasim because according to the Rambam, it's a Bichas HaMitzah. The Rambam says, if you didn't say the Bichas Erisin before you gave the ring, and you want to say it later, it'll be a Bracha L'Vatalim HaShenaseh Kvar Naseh. Even though the marriage is still there, the marriage is standing. But he already did a mitzah. Let's say the guy put on tefillin, and it was too early to say a bracha, and then he took off the tefillin. And then after he takes it up, then he realizes he forgot to say the bracha, but he put it on, because he put on the tefillin before Mashiach is chavera. So he's supposed to put on the tefillin without a bracha, then say the bracha after Yishabach, after Tachnun, when you still have the tefillin on. He forgot. He took off the tefillin, and then 10 minutes later, as he's walking home, he realized he forgot to say the bracha. So the Rambam says, Masha Nasek Va Nasek. So because the Rambam holds that the chaserusin must be recited over Lasiyas Medifnat, it'll be a bracha. According to Tosafos, it preferably should be recited La'achar HaKiddushin, because it's a Bichas HaShevach. But B'diyevet, if you say Bichas HaShevach before, it'll also be good. So to satisfy the both opinions, we have the practice, we recite the Bichas Erisin before we give the ring, before we're about to give the ring. But strictly speaking, we really hold like Tosafos, that it's a Bichas Shevach, and it more correct would have been to say it Lachar Asiyasim. So those are the two differences that Taisa has, that Baruch Rishon, that Ma'am Rishonim is a mitzvah, Ma'am Rishonim is a chayv, one nafkamina for if you're in the army. So they patted you from Ma'am Rishonim, but they can't pat you from Ma'am Rishonim, that's Mishum Chashash Sakona. The other difference is the bracha, that just like you don't say a bracha when you salt the meat, so you don't say bracha when you wash Ma'am Rishonim. Taisa holds, others disagree, but Taisa holds. Because it's my machrayim is done to avoid violation of the issa of nishmatem miyod anam shesech. Nishmatem is hisham pen v'yal is alois asay. Okay, but tomorrow we will continue. You see, we left out a little gemara, so we'll have to do what we left out. Kuvdala on the base, kuvhei, kuvav. Very good.
Is Rebbe planning on learning the sugyas of Nesuah Kedayim?
Yeah, a little bit. There isn't so much. Yeah.
Okay. Good. Thank you, Rabbi.
Rabbi.
Have a nice day. Yes.
Rabbi, you discussed the Rabbi Akiva Eger before, so I was just a little confused. You mentioned three categories, and one category was trade the Rabbana, and the other one was Gzero. I didn't fully understand the difference between those two. Aren't all Dinim the Rabbana just Gzeros?
But some of them were instituted as a Malacha the Rabbana. Some of them they left only as a Gzero. Take, for example, Chodesh She'ein Bo Sakana, they have different opinions. What kulas do we have on Shabbos when you want to treat the Chodesh Shem B'Sakon? So the Shulchan Aruch quotes four different opinions. So then the Mechaber writes, V'alochi kedei ha-shlishis. Chaber thinks we should pass on like the third opinion, which is the Ramban's opinion. So the Ramban's opinion is that for Chodesh Shem B'Sakon, you're only allowed to violate Gzeris the Rabbanon. You're not allowed to violate any malachas the Rabbanim. So you have to figure out what's only a gzera and what do they elevate to the level of the malacha the Rabbanim. You have to learn all the gemaras to know which is which. Taisus finds that a doichik. Taisus doesn't like that. They think whatever's the Rabbanim is mutter b'makam chodesh em b'sakana. We don't split hairs to distinguish between a gzera and a malacha. But the Mechaber thinks we should pass like this Ramban in the Taras HaAdam, who distinguishes. Okay. I just realized now I didn't say over the whole Mishnah Brura. That five people of that Mitzarif to Mizuman. Okay, I'll have to start with that tomorrow. Okay, have a nice day.
Rabbi?
Yes.